نوروز هپی کاستمز این ایران. In the name of God, salam and welcome to the program. Dear listeners, we are with you with another episode of Nowruz special series. Feasts are the common feature of all cultures. Basically, a feast is a ceremony to pray and thank God for a victory or a great social event. Nowruz is an ancient national feast which has remained since thousands of years ago. It is rich in lofty human aspects. During Nowruz, many ceremonies are held throughout Iran. The first day of the solar year in Iran is the Feast of New Iranian Year. But it is not limited to Iran's geographical borders. It is celebrated in the vast area covering the entire regions of the Iranian culture. According to the statistics, at least 12 nations celebrate Nowruz, although each of them starts the feast according to their own national calendar. In addition to the nations within the domain of Nowruz culture, people in many countries celebrate Nowruz unofficially. India, Turkey, Egypt, France, Tatarstan in Russia, the United States, England, Canada, Netherlands, Germany, Lebanon, Syria, China, United Arab Emirates, and Sweden are among these nations. Today we are going to talk about various happy customs in different regions in Iran during Nowruz days. Stay tuned, please. Among the commonest symbols of Nowruz are Haji Firuz and Amu Nowruz. These two itinerant figures go in different neighborhoods of cities and try to make people happy by singing very simple songs as a promise of the arrival of spring and Nowruz. Haji Firuz is a well-known figure in the Iranian folklore. He brings the message of arrival of Nowruz. He is usually a thin man who has blackened his face. He wears cone-shaped cap and red clothes with pointed shoes. Haji Firuz holds a tambourine at hand and playfully sings very simple folkloric songs on Nowruz. Another figure who may be seen on the streets in Iran is Amu Nowruz or Baba Nowruz. This figure comes with Haji Firuz and is the symbol of time. He is an old man with white hair and beard, wearing a blue silk belt, a white shawl, linen trousers, and light flat shoes. According to old tales, he comes from mountains toward cities with a stick in his hand. Amu Nowruz is the husband of Nane Sarma, and these two symbolize the turning of the old day to the new one. According to the old tales, Nane Sarma impatiently waits for the arrival of Amu Nowruz, but she falls asleep and wakes up only to see that Amu Nowruz has come and gone. Thus, she forgets about him till next year. Dear listeners, As I said, there are many ceremonies in different regions of Iran during Nowruz. For example, the people of East Azerbaijan, West Azerbaijan, and Ardabil provinces hold a special ceremony called Tokamchi. Tokam is a wooden effigy of a male goat. Tokamchi is the person who moves the effigy in the air while singing spring songs. According to the ancient Iranian text, goat is the symbol of ascension, solidity, and fertility. A Tokamchi usually comes from the mountain and reads out poems on Nowruz and generation. The traditional Saya is another ceremony which is held by Azeri people of Iran. Saya means respect, and it is held a few days before Nowruz. Sayachi is the person who holds the ceremony. He's usually an itinerant artist who wears colorful clothes and goes from village to village and reciting happy poems on spring and Nowruz, gives the tidings of the arrival of Nowruz while beating two wooden sticks in hand. People used to give them wheat, barley, sweets, and money. Iranian Kurds, too, have had ceremonies to mark Nowruz. Mir Nowruzi or Kusegardi was among the dramatic arts which used to be held among Kurds. Mir Nowruzi is a comic show in which a person is chosen as the governor or administer the affairs. Villagers would wear farcical masks and see off the main showman, meaning Kuse, and his bride. The Mir Nowruzi group would go from one house to another to give the good tidings of arrival of Nowruz while reciting poems. Usually, they would receive gifts for their performance. The people of Khorasan in eastern and northeastern Iran also hold Mir Nowruzi or Nowruz Khan ceremony in many villages and nomadic regions. Mir Nowruzi is a comic show in which a well-built man with neat clothes is symbolically chosen as the governor. He rides a horse and starts gathering taxes and gifts from villagers. Some people play local instruments and sing folkloric songs to accompany the show. At the end of Nowruz, that is 13th of Farvardin, the villagers play instruments while dropping the governor in a pond. Then they take him out and, while taking off his clothes, cause him to wear simple clothes and tell him that he is no more a Khan. Well, dear listeners, next episode, we will talk about other Nowruz ceremonies in Iran.